So we have different rods. You have flat rods, and they give a different spiral. Spiral waves, you need to have something like this because it makes it a little bit firmer, a little bit springier. Umberto Tunzi, Umberto's Hair Salon, 7215 Hartford Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21234. My specialty here is perms.
He does beautiful work.
This is Miss Gloria. I've been doing her hair for a couple of years now. Like about 30.
He just has a way. Very talented.
I'll give you $5 later. One of the things that people don't understand about perms is like you're breaking down the bonds to the point you're destroying the hair. When you neutralize it, it bonds get back together, but you already got damage in there. So it might look okay right then and then. A week later, it looks like crap. And you know, it's like, if you have something that's overdone, overprocessed, the S pattern of the curl is no longer, it's just a frizz. And nobody wants to look like Phyllis Diller, so you know. So you have to understand too, in anticipation, what do you do not to have that?
Before you get to like be kind of a master at your art, did you ever do something, have an embarrassing mistake or?
Oh yeah. I think my first wife left because of that embarrassing mistake. The mistake that I made was my first wife and I were doing my first attempt of doing a perm other than a mannequin head. When you do a permanent mannequin head in school, you roll the hair, but you don't put the chemical solution on there. Most of the times, back at the time, the hair on the mannequin head was artificial. So when we used to do perms, we never put the solution on there. Nobody teaches you the stuff, as I was saying. So my very first perm on a person was her. She had naturally wavy hair. Did not know at the time, but naturally wavy hair will absorb the perm and make it twice as tight as what rod you put in. Was my mistake. I was at the very beginning. We're talking about 1978, 70. It's been a while. She had shorter hair. Never seen her with longer hair. And when I did her hair, she looked like Art Garfunkel. And she really, I think she wanted to kill me that night. I taper this underneath here. This was like majorly bulky, and it moved up to here.
What's the deal with this?
Well, I don't want to be straightening out too much. I'm just going to let it be naturally like that anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, I also got a little bit of oil on there, so that way it's not going to stay as dry.
Good.
It smells good.
That's pretty.